Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The Supreme Court is currently looking into a case in Alabama. The case has to do with the way district voting lines were drawn. The Alabama Legislative Black Caucus is arguing that a majority Republican legislature made it so clumps of African-American voters would be placed together. The group claims this limits African Americans' chances to win political positions in these non-majority African American-filled districts. Anita Earls is the executive director of the Southern Coalition for Social Justice. She feels that the Alabama legislature needs to redraw the district lines.
Plaintiffs in the Alabama case are also saying that the Alabama legislature went too far in its consideration of race and packed districts with more black voters than they needed to have.
The case is scheduled to be heard in November. Last year, the Supreme Court sided with Shelby County, Alabama, in its challenge to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Attorneys for a condemned inmate say Alabama's new lethal injection drug combination needs review because it relies on a drug used in two recently botched executions. Lawyers for Tommy Arthur on Friday asked the Alabama Supreme Court to deny the state's request for an execution date. Suhanna Hahn says inmates executed in Ohio and Arizona took from 25 minutes to 2 hours to die, and that suggests the first drug given, the anesthetic midazolam, is unreliable. Hahn says the new combination needs court scrutiny before it's used in Alabama. Alabama adopted a new lethal injection procedure last month after a drug shortage had left the state unable to execute inmates. The Black Belt Community Foundation has received a $415,000 grant to improve the health and enlarge the opportunities of minority men. The Selma Times-Journal reports the funding comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and public interest projects. Local groups receiving money from the foundation will have to contribute their own matching dollars toward grant-related efforts. The foundation plans to announce local groups that will be receiving the funding at a November news conference. Troy University is looking for members of its 1984 National Championship football team. Today is the deadline for athletes and coaches from that year's title-winning game to sign up for a reunion later this month. The gathering will commemorate the 30th anniversary of that NCAA Division II victory. The former athletes will tailgate before Troy's game against Appalachian State University. That's along with a formal dinner and golf match. School spokeswoman Hannah Mason says the legacy of this game is a rich part of the school's history.
We're just inviting the team members and coaches back to visit campus. So just a fun time for fellowship and reuniting with former team members.
That 1984 win was Troy's second national football championship in Division II. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Peter Crank.
We'll be back near the 80-degree mark this afternoon under partly cloudy skies here in central Alabama. But as we go throughout the day, we'll see those clouds increase ahead of some storms that will be making their way through the state Monday afternoon through Monday night. Those storms could be on the strong to severe side for northern Alabama. And throughout the overnight hours, we'll see those swing through with temperatures cooling off into the lower 60s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.